Hey there, fellow humans. Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of stoicism and sanity in this crazy world. You know that feeling when your mind's buzzing like a hummingbird on caffeine? Yeah, me too. It's like trying to thread a needle with a bullet. We live in a world obsessed with multitasking, notifications, and the constant need to be on. But guess what? We can actually train our minds to focus like laser beams and reclaim some peace in the chaos. And that's exactly what we're diving into today. Mindfulness exercises for crushing your concentration game. First things first, let's get real about why this matters. Think about it: when you're truly focused, magic happens. You nail presentations, crush deadlines, and even enjoy those mind-bending puzzles without pulling out your hair. But too much mental clutter. Forget it. You end up feeling stressed, overwhelmed, and like you're wading through mud trying to get things done. So how do we hack this focus thing? It's not about becoming some Zen master overnight. We're talking about practical tools you can use right now to sharpen your mind and feel more in control. Number 1. Breathing exercises. Yep, this might sound a bit cliche, but hear me out. When you're stressed, your breathing gets all erratic, like a startled rabbit. Consciously slowing down your breath calms your nervous system and clears mental fog. Try this. Inhale for 4 seconds, hold for 4, exhale for 4. Repeat for a few minutes whenever you feel your focus slipping. Number 2. Body scans. Ever noticed how stress can manifest as tension in your shoulders or not in your stomach? By paying attention to physical sensations, we can release the build-up tension and bring our awareness back to the present moment. Imagine your body like a map. Slowly scan from head to toe, noticing any tightness, warmth, or tingling. Number 3. The power of just now. Our minds are notorious for jumping ahead to future worries or dwelling on past regrets. The true focus lies in the now. When you find yourself spiraling into thought patterns, gently bring your attention back to what's happening right this second. Smell the coffee, feel the warmth of the sun on your skin, listen to the sounds around you. Number 4. The art of mindful walking. This isn't just about putting one foot in front of the other, it's about engaging all your senses. Notice the feeling of your feet on the ground, the breeze against your skin, the sights and sounds around you. Walking mindfully can be incredibly refreshing and helps clear mental clutter. Number 5. Digital detox breaks. Let's face it, those phones are notorious attention vampires. Schedule regular digital detox breaks throughout your day to give your brain a much-needed reset. Step away from screens, disconnect from notifications, and engage in something that nourishes your mind and soul. Alright, let's talk real life. Picture this. You're at work, facing a mountain of emails and deadlines looming like hungry wolves. Your mind's racing, thoughts are bouncing off the walls, and you can practically feel your focus slipping away. Instead of panicking, try taking a few deep breaths, do a quick body scan to release any tension, and then refocus on the task at hand. Even just a few minutes of mindful breathing and awareness can make a world of difference. Remember, folks, sharpening your focus is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep practicing these mindfulness exercises. Over time, you'll find yourself becoming more present, focused, and in control, ready to tackle anything life throws you away. So there you have it. 5 powerful tools to boost your concentration and reclaim your mental space. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little focus boost. And hey, if you want to dive deeper into the world of stoicism and everyday resilience, hit that subscribe button and join me on this journey. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.